So what is prosopagnosia? Have you heard of face blindness? All that's coming up. Hey guys, welcome back to the Ask Me World. My name is Dan. I have autism, ADHD, OCD and dyslexia, and I make weekly videos on this type of content. So if you're new around here and you'd like to learn more about that subject, then make sure to hit that subscribe button by clicking that notification bell. And also if you're watching on Facebook, be sure to give this page a follow. And if you're on Instagram, make sure to follow this account for more autism content. Guys, welcome back. What is going on, different thinkers? The Ask Me World is a place where we think differently daily. What's up, different thinker fam? I am doing a video on prosopagnosia. Now, this is an interesting video because I have known about prosopagnosia for a long time, but I didn't know the full kind of terminology or the name for it, which is quite interesting because prosopagnosia is also known as face blindness. Now, face blindness is when you cannot recognize somebody else's face or you can't recognize faces on people. And so autism being such a complex condition as it is, autistic people sometimes have issues recognizing people's faces or recognizing even their family members' faces. Now, I have this issue as well, which is really interesting. So when I meet people, I listen to their voice and look at their shoes. And that is how I identify the person in the future, because I have an issue with looking at people's eyes, like most people on the autism spectrum. And because of that, if you're not looking someone in the eyes, you're not really looking at their face. And if you're not looking at their face, how on earth are you gonna recognize them again and again and again? But prosopagnosia actually is a condition where the prosopagnosia is a condition where the actual communication part of seeing somebody's face is almost missing, so that the face becomes kind of unrecognizable completely. And this is also a condition that can be diagnosed with other conditions like Down syndrome or other kind of learning difficulties, right? So prosopagnosia is independently diagnosed, but actually comes as part of almost like an autism bolt-on, kind of part of, you know, an autism spectrum disorder. Although I've never heard it being diagnosed prosopagnosia, I just hear it as like face blindness in autism. Now, lots of autistic people have this issue, but some autistic people don't have this issue. It's not something that is given. It's not something that like every single autistic person has face blindness. That's not what it is. But it can occur in autistic people. I would say it's like 50-50. Most of the people I know who are on the spectrum actually have the same issue with not recognizing people's faces as well. And you know, I do it all the time. I don't even recognize my own family members sometimes, and they could like, you know, walk past me in the street unless I hear them. And again, you've got to think about zoning out. When an autistic person is in a situation or a scenario, or they're thinking about that situation, if somebody they know walks past them, because they're not part of that situation, they ain't gonna know. They're not gonna be like, oh yeah, yeah, that's blah blah blah. Because you know, you're focusing on the task at hand, not focusing on what else is going on, and can I spot anybody? Do I know anybody's faces? But this does lead to some really difficult situations. Like, I remember I was sitting down listening to a talk by Dr. Luke Bearden when we were doing keynote talks in an autism conference, and he was saying that he had a girlfriend once, and he went around to her house to call, you know, just to call for her and see if she was in to hang out, and when they were in university. And so this girl answered the door, he asked for his girlfriend, and his girlfriend was like, what are you talking about? It's me. Like, she answered the door and he didn't recognize her, because face blindness doesn't bow easy, you know. It's not something that you can really deal with, and especially if you've not met somebody that often and you haven't really gotten used to their mannerisms and just being around them by knowing their voice and the way they talk, which is basically my main way. I can hear people's voices and identify them. It's just kind of like how I identify actors. I can't just look at a movie and say like, oh, that's that guy from The Thing. I have to like listen and I go, oh yeah, yeah. The voice is the actor from this thing. And that's how I recognize all the all actors that I know from movies. I just recognize them by voice. So it's quite a difficult experience, actually. It's quite an interesting one. But it does cause issues, you know, not knowing when, you know, you meet somebody who they are and you've met them 100 times is really, really difficult. But it's part and parcel of prosopagnosia and sometimes autism as well. Guys, I'd love to know, what's your take on it? Do you have face blindness? Do you have issues like this? Pop it in a comment down below. I read every single one, so that would be super, super awesome. Also, guys, if you thought this video was awesome and it can help somebody, please share it on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram. And if you enjoyed it, give it a thumbs up, and I'll see you in the next one, guys. Peace. Yeah.